Hi, my name is Tony Kalu. I'm the Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Johns Hopkins Hospital.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy, and we're here talking about gastroenterology, getting a second opinion.
So our division offers a wide range of services that are very subspecialized in different areas of gastroenterology. For example, you can set up an appointment with a physician who mainly sees patients with inflammatory bowel disease, or liver disease, or advanced therapeutic endoscopy, and in several other areas of specialty in digestive diseases.
And so why is that an important thing, or why is that beneficial?
If you have a certain problem with your car, like the radiator, you want to go to some place that has an expert to treat radiator problems. So think of it like that. Think of it us as a really subspecialized group that have expertise and much experience in very subspecialized areas. One example is patients who have problems with esophageal motility or heartburn. We have physicians who just specialize in this area. They're up to date. They're doing research. They only see patients with this problem. So it means that you're getting a very high level of quality of care when you see our physicians.
Clearly, one of the major concerns for patients is how challenging is it to get in to see somebody who is really a super specialist?
One of the disadvantages of being good is that you become very popular, and we do have challenges in getting rapid appointments. On the other hand, if it is indeed an emergency, we will find a way to get you in quickly. Otherwise, even if there is a short wait, you should feel comforted by the fact that you'll be seeing an expert.
You've already said that many of these physicians are really super specialists. They just look at a single GI kind of a problem virtually all the time. Why is that advantageous? They also stay on top of all the research.
Yes, staying current, staying up on top of all the research, doing research in the area, lecturing to other physicians. These are all qualities that empower you to give the very best care. And at the end of the day, the research and the teaching, it's really about the patient. And that's what we are here for. We're here to try to provide you the best possible care that you can find anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world for that matter.
So let's just talk a little bit more about finding such a physician. Let's say that I have a GI problem that requires a super specialist. How am I going to find that person?
Well, one simple way is simply to go to our website, which is www.hopkins-gi.org, or you could call our appointments number, which is 410-955-4166.
How would a patient necessarily know that they need a specialist of this type?
A patient might know that they need a specialist if they have not had a resolution to their medical problem on seeing their local or current physicians. And if you have a persistent problem that's not resolved, it may mean that you may need a higher level of expert care. Sometimes your physician may provide you with a great answer, but you may want a second opinion just to confirm that this is indeed the right approach. And we also have a second opinion program that's available through our website. And this enables you to have your records sent to our physicians at Hopkins, who will review the records and give you a second opinion based on the information that is given to us. This is a useful program because it gives you the comfort of knowing that indeed the care you're getting is indeed the correct care.
A lot of patients are reluctant to say to their physician, my condition is not resolving to my satisfaction. I feel I need a second opinion. How would you suggest that they come to a resolution on that?
Well, I think you need to be honest with your physician. Most physicians have no problem in having their patients have a second opinion. In fact, they feel comforted by the fact if a second opinion is performed and the outcome corroborates their initial recommendations, they feel much better about that. First of all, you should be honest with your physician. Secondly, if you're not happy with the results of your care, seek out help. Find other physicians who can give a second opinion, and that's what we're here for.
Some of these conditions that you're talking about, they go by some pretty complicated names.
Sometimes the names of digestive diseases can be a little complicated One of the things we've done on our website is that every medical term has an attached pop-up explanation. So if you click on a word, it will provide you an explanation. And that takes the fear of what's unknown out. And I would encourage you to really visit our website. We have a 3,000-page website that's translated into Spanish, Chinese, and Japanese. So it's really worthwhile coming to see our information. And again, it's at www.hopkins-gi.org.
So I guess the reason I asked about the complex names is because I think there's a high likelihood that sometimes patients can get kind of confused about exactly what is my diagnosis.
It's really important for patients to ask their physicians for explanations. And if you do not understand what your physician has told you, you should ask your physician. And most physicians would comply. I really don't see that as an issue. Again, we really have a lot of complicated terminology made simple on our website. And if you have a digestive problem, it's a very comprehensive overview of digestive diseases, and you will learn a lot about your condition.
How often does it happen that someone has more than one problem at a time?
You always in medicine try to find a single explanation for multiple problems. But from time to time, some patients will have more than one disease process. An example of this is inflammatory bowel disease and irritable bowel syndrome. So some patients with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease will also have irritable bowel syndrome. And you really have to tease the two conditions apart and apply proper therapy.
So that if someone has gotten a diagnosis, a single diagnosis, it's also possible that there's more than one entity there.
Yes, and that is also possible, and that's why you need a physician who's experienced and knowledgeable in the area that you have your problem in.
Let's just talk about outcomes and expected outcomes. What would you say about that? The prognosis generally good for people with GI conditions?
In general, most GI conditions are benign. GI conditions are common. It is a significant reason why patients are absent from work. And for the most part, the most common diagnosis is irritable bowel syndrome, which is a benign disease. But I think it's important for patients to really understand what their disease is about, what it means, what is the long-term prognosis. And knowledge is empowerment, and therefore you're empowered to take care of yourself. On the other hand, there are some conditions that may not be as benign, and there are cancerous conditions of the gastrointestinal tract. And it's really important to know, especially if you're over 50 years old or have a family history of cancer, that your symptoms are not a result of cancer.
You bring up another important issue I'd like you to address, and that is if a patient comes here to Johns Hopkins to see a super specialist, what about their follow-up care?
Well, their follow-up care can be in two ways. You can continue to see the specialist, or you can be referred back to your primary physician. And it all depends on the patient and the referring physician, their location, whether they live far from Hopkins or near to Hopkins. But we're able to both provide consultative services as well as follow-up care.
Is there anything else about this program that you'd like to add?
I would like to add that our Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology really offers a width and depth of services that is probably among the best, if not the best, in the country. And if you have a difficult, challenging problem and have not found a resolution to it, then you should come and see us.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.